Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody wake up.
Time for your wake-up call.
I never should have gotten out of bed.
With the Morning Mess.
Let's wake up.
Live 101.5.
Hey, what's going on? Your Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
So I got a question for the Morning Mess in Valley of the Sun. Please help me out here. Please let me know. I'm 260-1015. Morning Mess, let me know something, okay?
Okay.
We had some friends over yesterday. Uh-huh. Now, they came over a little early during the evening because they thought my daughter, who Lena, the oldest of the 17 kids, is moving from Cali back to Arizona. So she was supposed to be here yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. She had a very long, disturbed road trip.
Oh, well, yeah.
So the company left. They couldn't wait on. They were there for 2.5 hours. So I have this guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's an idiot. Anyways.
Dang. Why would he has a name now.
Yeah, we'll call him idiot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So he went to use the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And he was laughing at, we have adult wipes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
And?
And he came out and says, do you have toilet paper, man? I was like, oh, we got wipes in there, bro.
Yeah, the upgrade.
I was like, I'm not using your wife's stuff. I was like, it's not the wife's stuff. That's our stuff. That's like, I use them too. He's like, he started laughing at me. He's like, you use adult wipes? I'm like, yeah, man. And he's like, no, man, I can't do it. Can you give me toilet paper? So I had to go upstairs, got him toilet paper. And then afterwards, he went outside. We're having a beer. And he's like laughing at me that.
Oh, no.
Why would I ever use adult wipes?
Nope.
And are you kidding me? That's such a good thing. Haven't you seen? I've seen someone on the show post the meme where if you see that she has these wipes behind the toilet, that means she's a winner or something like that.
Yeah, guys, if you're dating a girl, she doesn't have these flushable wipes on the thing, don't date her anymore.
And girls, if you're dating a guy, if you're straight and he don't have the wipes, then also break up with him.
Well, here's the thing, Anish, he was questioning me as like a heterosexual man. He's like, he didn't understand.
What?
Exactly.
I have been crusading since I was probably like 14 years old. I've been doing my propaganda and petitioning. Everybody in the world should be using these wipes.
It's like, if you think about it, you use it on babies all the time. Like, why would you stop?
Exactly.
What's the age that you just stop using?
Come on.
Babies?
See, I dabble in both. I do the adult wipes and then I use the toilet paper.
Yep, little combo.
Yeah. I'll make sure I'm clean, you know?
Yes.
Like, less boo-boo stains for my lady to clean in the laundry. You know what I'm saying?
God.
That's
okay.
Just me. Like, you know, I'll say so. Natasha's aboard. Mm-hmm. Anish is aboard. Producer EC Rock, another heterosexual in the studio. Do you use adult wipes? Be honest. You don't have to jump in the bandwagon. Do you use them or just toilet paper?
No, I do, and I just started using them because you guys recommended it.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
And you feel good. You feel like a dolphin, don't you?
You feel cleaner, right? All right, Valley. All right, so far, everyone's, besides my idiot friend, thinks it's weird. Question my manhood, question my heterosexuality.
So if he's questioning your heterosexuality, then he said that these are gay then, I'm
pretty
assuming,
much.
Right?
That's pretty much what he said.
Of course he did.
He's like, he understood that women use them, and he understood if gay men use them for obvious reasons. And I'm like, no, I just want to be clean, bro. It has nothing to do with sexuality. Hygiene. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Do you use adult wipes, fellas? Wait, women. Hey, women, call in. Do you think it's weird if a man uses adult wipes? We want to take your calls. Nick from Glendale, what are your thoughts on this?
Joey, that's about as gay as it gets.
Gay as it gets.
Really?
Here we go.
Men do not use wipes, bro.
It's hygiene, bro.
Exactly.
No way.
You've never used any kind of wipey or adult wipes?
No, not special ones. Not like that nurture you. No.
What?
Why
what are you
not?
Talking about?
That is so suspect.
Listen, in my house, I got introduced to this years ago, and now it's a must-have, man. There's no boo-boo stains on my chonies at ever. If I'm ever having an accident, ambulance has to go get me. Am I going to the hospital with doo-doo stains?
Nope.
You know why? Adult wipes.
That's right.
My woman appreciates it. Mm-hmm. I stay clean, Nick.
Bottom line, you feel fresher.
They're called man wipes, but what kind of man?
Oh, God.
Clearly not you, bro.
All right.
Not
well,
you.
Nick, thanks for the call. He's definitely the same side as my ignorant friend that thinks It's gay for me to use adult wipes. Nick, thank you kind of for the call.
You got it.
All right. No, you don't. Lindsay from Mesa, what are your thoughts on the adult wipes? Why are people judging me as a man using wipes?
Okay, first of all, everybody has that one friend who constantly smells like ass. No matter how many times you try to drop the hint, they could take a shower. Like, you try your hardest to say, like, hey, like, there's this new deodorant. Like, but, you know, they still smell all the time.
Right.
I am all for men using butt wipes. Like,
yeah.
Keep yourself as clean as you need to. And like you said, it keeps the laundry cleaner, too.
It keeps the laundry cleaner. And listen, for men that feel kind of weird buying, going to, say, you go to Target or Walmart or wherever you're buying them, you feel weird buying these flushable wipes. They have guy ones. They're called dude wipes.
Yeah, they are.
They're in black packaging. I saw these guys on Shark Tank. They're geniuses. They're probably multimillionaires.
Yeah, they are.
It's in black packaging. You've seen it, Anish.
I saw it, and I was laughing because the actual, like, the regular flushable wipes were, like, $2 for a huge economy pack. And then for maybe, like, 20 of the dude wipes, you have to pay $6. No, $6!
Just so you feel more masculine because you're, like, black wrapping.
Get you some generic baby wipes. You'll
be straight.
You know what I'm
saying? Lindsay, do you have a man? Does he use wipes?
Yes, definitely. Like, we all use wipes in our house. We have a 2-year-old, so we kind of just use
it for everything.
Flushable ones, though, of course. We're not all about clogging up septic tanks. But about the dude wipes, I feel like masculinity is so fragile.
Thank you, girl!
Teresa and Phoenix, what are your thoughts on these adult wipes for men?
I'm sorry, but no.
Why not?
I mean, things are getting ridiculous. You know, men need to start acting like men again. What? My man, he's a man's man.
What the hell does that mean?
So he's disgusting, dirty, filthy, and he smells like his last week's bowel movement?
Ew.
Oh, he's a man. He does man stuff. Like, I'm so tired. I'm so done with all these men getting mani-pedis and going getting facials. And now feminine wipes? Absolutely.
They're not feminine wipes. They're adult
That's
wipes.
Exactly what they are.
When
a
man
wipes,
goes.
Basically, right? They're
like
just baby
wipes,
Natasha, right?
Yeah.
You feel fresher. And I don't know. I would love a man to get a manicure, take care of himself, all that stuff. It's just hygiene. It's just upkeep. What do you expect your man to look like or be like? Or
smell like.
Or smell like. Jeez.
Like a man.
What does that
you
mean?
You want your man to just be like a big wart or something. Like, this sounds disgusting.
This
genuinely sounds disgusting. Do you not want him to bathe? Do you not want him to brush his teeth? Like, I don't understand what this thing is about men need to be dirty, they need to be filthy, they need to look ugly, and they need to not shave anything.
I mean, if you're going to call a spade, they don't need to be using these little frou-frou little wipes.
They're not
frou-frou.
They got adult wipes. I like to smell good from nose to toes. I'm just saying. Okay. I think it's weird that men get judged for that. That's kind of weird. You want to smell good. You want to stay clean. How can you judge a man on that?
You don't have to defend yourself anymore, Joey. If anything, it's good for you, good for Amber, good for the whole family.
Good for the laundry. You know what I mean?
That's it.
All right. Well, I feel a little bit less of a man. Thank you for the call, Teresa.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.